Toy, toy, she's got a jukebox full of toy, toy. The vice is nice, it stays in the back all day when the nighttime comes. Hey, hey, there's this cat down there that makes a bad kind of soup. I'll come around strutting my luck to my shoot-coop. Cecil gives me a coffee and he will never take my coin. I said, that $30 in my pocket. What you doing? I holler, come on, Cecil, take a dollar. Come on, Cecil, take a tip. But I finally get up into a whole bunch of big ones. And you're acting like I'm still champion. You know I'm only on the riders on the boulevard. They got the barefoot cruise. And it's 40-way cars. They look particularly deadbeat, permanently pale. Cecil pick up his butcher knife and he waves it at the jail. And the kids say, I ain't got no dough, so I just want some OJ. I said, don't look at me. Cecil's looking my way. Kid walks on, puts a quarter in a pinball machine, and he says, come on, Cecil, give me a dollar. Come on, Cecil, give me five. I'm in a halfway house on one-way street. Ooh, and I'm a quarter past slipping down. Your hair turns gray. Sister's in a mustard. She loves to walk the putter. Like pickles in the radish. She never gets enough. Hershey milkshake steaming on a stick. With a farmland sandwich. Oh, let us get thick. It's not because I'm dirty. It's not because I'm clean. It's not because I kiss the boys behind the magazines. Hey, boy, how about the fight? Here comes Ricky with the girl on tight. Don't know your name. She knows what you got from your matchy ball to the chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Chicken in the pot. Chicken up. Down, 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 stairs again. Star, star, joint. Got it to the back. Do it, do it.
Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Looking for ideas for... giving away tickets. Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi. How the hell old are you?
Eight.
I have one of you. I have one of you at home right this second. Would you like to meet him?
No, thanks. But I think you should give the
four
St. Paul Saints tickets away to a person who names the first three presidents.
All right, hang on. The first three presidents, huh? Let me see if I can... I was going to call this 8-year-old I know. Andrew, do you know the first three presidents?
George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams.
Wrong order. You're being coached. You're being coached, aren't you, son? You're being coached by an adult. The adult didn't even know the order. Isn't that pathetic? Adams is before Jefferson. I feel bad for that adult because they put you up to this and then they gave you faulty information. I feel very, very bad right now. Is this adult coaching you a parent?
What?
This adult who's coaching you in the background, is that a parent? I hope they never coach you in any sports. Don't ever let them coach you in T-ball, in Little League. Don't listen to them. Don't take their advice. Do you have a mentor you can turn to in life? An older person who maybe is a family friend?
I don't know.
That would be the key. Ignore your parents, find a mentor, and you and the mentor can go to the Saints game, okay? Now I'm going to give you the tickets. But before I do, I'm going to teach you a little song. It's going to help you remember the presidents of this great country of ours. And the song goes like this. Washington Adams, Jefferson and Madison, Monroe Adams, Jackson and Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk and Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, and Lincoln, Andrew Jackson, Grant and Andrew Johnson, sorry. Grant and Hayes, President Garfield's name was James Arthur, Cleveland, don't forget Harrison, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, and Woodrow Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, and Truman, and Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Lyndon Baines, Johnson, Nixon, and Ford, and Jimmy Carter came through, then Reagan, and Bush, and Clinton, and Bush number two, and there you have them, the presidents, there you have them, they came, they went, given to you with compliments, Mishki. Can you do that one?
George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson.
And Madison, Monroe, Adams, and Jackson, and Van Buren, and Harrison, Tyler, and Polk, and Taylor, and Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, and Lincoln, Andrew Johnson, and Grant, and Hayes, and President Garfield, with the name was James, and another in Cleveland, and don't forget Harrison, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, and Woodrow Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, and Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, and Lyndon Baines, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, and Carter came through. Then Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and Bush number two, and there you have them. Good God, the presidents, there you have them. Hey, with compliments of old Mishki, a man who is never gonna live on Pennsylvania Avenue. Boom, ba 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 Can you sing that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you still get to go, though. That's kind of nice. Bruce!
Yeah?
What's your idea?
Well, I don't know, it's not all that original, but I live next to a halfway house for folks that are mentally challenged. Yeah. You could send me over there, and or whatever.
But send you over there for a prank?
Well, maybe that's not a great idea, but they could use the tickets, too.
But that's not why you were calling. You weren't calling for them. You were calling hoping that I would use you to go over there in a prank of some sort.
Not really, but... Well, it's an idea. I can't say I thought it through all that well, but...
Sometimes you hear people call and they say, my friend is mentally challenged, and what they mean is they are?
Uh-huh.
Is that what's happening here?
It seems that way. Yeah.
So you're right next door to... Now, is it really a halfway house? Because folks with mental disabilities are generally in assisted living situations or group homes. Halfway houses...
It probably is a group home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't you walk over there with the phone and we'll talk to the good people there, okay?
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, wandering over there.
Nice night, huh?
Yeah, beautiful night. Out on the patio beside the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See any raccoons?
As a matter of fact, like... Yeah, there are a couple.
You can just hand them the phone when they answer and say that I was trying to get a hold of them and having trouble.
Okay.
They're thinking you're a stray coming in after curfew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Yes, somebody... I was trying to get hold of you guys, and,
There's a phone call for you.
There's a phone call here for you.
Hello?
Yes, there's a phone call here for you.
Who that?
Someone on the phone?
Hello?
Hi,
I've
been trying to get a hold of you people all night, and I eventually had to use the neighbor because I couldn't get through.
What happened?
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not what happened. It's what could happen if you're interested in going to a Saints game. Are there people there who would like to go to a Saints game on August 8th? St. Paul Saints?
This is a group home, okay?
What does that mean, group home? I mean... I grew up in a family with seven brothers and sisters. We were a group home. What's a group home?
I cannot make no decision on my supervisor.
Oh, your supervisor? Where is your supervisor?
He's not here. He's not on duty right now. You can call tomorrow about 2 o'clock.
How many people live in the group home?
We've got 3 ladies live here.
How old about?
I don't know their ages right now. I have to look in their books, but you have to talk to my supervisor.
But are they older or younger women or middle-aged?
I can't disclose any information to you because I don't know who I'm talking to.
Okay, that's fine. I understand
that. Thank you.
But wait, don't hang up on me. Because I just want to say, I bet those 3 women would like to go to a Saints game.
You have to talk to my supervisor.
I know. I'm going to talk to her, but I bet they probably would want to go to a Saints baseball game, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Would you like to take them?
I don't know. I have to talk to my supervisor.
But what if
you call tomorrow?
Yes, but wait. What if your supervisor says that you can take these 3 women?
Would they have to be my supervisor?
But what if he says you can? Will you take them?
It has to be my supervisor's decision, okay?
Are you a robot? Listen, if he says it's okay, and I'll talk to him tomorrow, but if he says it's okay, would you take...
You're welcome.
No, it was the robot line.
Well...
It was the robot line. I went too far there. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just trying to get her to say that if the supervisor says yes, she'd take the 3 women, because that's perfect. We got 4 tickets.
Yeah.
But it's the supervisor deal.
Yeah. They didn't do it, huh?
Well, it's just the supervisor thing, ad infinitum. I got so sick of the supervisor, I was going to kill him. Well, who's on the other side there? You got a halfway house on one side or a group home, I guess, and what's on the other side?
I got the neighbors.
Go knock on their door. Let's try again.
Okay.
All right. Let me see what this guy wants. Hang on. Dave?
Good night.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You had a little slight error in your little...
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, sir.
Who?
Cleveland served twice, 2 non-consecutive terms.
I know he did.
But it counts as another administration.
No, it doesn't count. No, it doesn't count.
President,
I'm all too aware of that.
Wrong.
No, I was not, Mr. Mann. I'm naming the presidents, and you don't say Cleveland twice when you're naming the presidents. He wasn't a conjoined twin. One human being. I wasn't naming administrations. I said name the presidents. When I put that song together, I was well aware of Cleveland's situation, and I said I am naming presidents, not administrations. Once he's named, he's named. If you serve one term or two terms, you're just a guy who was president. Not a guy who was president. Okay? Not a guy who was president's. You're a guy who was president. Now run away, bother me no more, and allow me to continue with my program. Bruce.
Yeah. Okay, I'm at the next, my neighbor's.
Knock on the door and tell them the phone's for them.
Okay. She's on the other line somewheres, too.
Just say that there's an important call, an emergency call.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah, this is an important call here for you. Can you take it?
Hello?
Hi, could you shut the door, please? I need to speak with you and make sure that man is not there when you do. Could he stay outside and you shut the door?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Shut the door, please.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, it's shut.
Okay. Do you know this man very well? I'm in his basement right now and cannot get out. I've been here for 2 days. I have not eaten. I have not slept. I can't use the bathroom. Do you know this man very well?
He's been my neighbor for like 5 years.
Well, they always say it's the nice guys, right? Don't you hear that? I can't get out the window, and I'm just wondering, is there any way at all I could get some help from you? Maybe you could distract him and then open a window or unlock a door.
What is this about?
Well, I used to work for him, and I just came to get my paycheck.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Okay, all right. Go get in bed now.
Uh-oh.
Hold on here 1 second.
Okay.
Bed now. Right now. None of your business. What is this about? He said he's in your basement?
In my basement, is he?
Yeah, that's what he said. Hello?
Can you trust that man? Because I don't know you want to be passing along this information. You're gonna expose me as calling you. Right now he doesn't know I'm the guy in his basement. He thinks this is another call. I got a hold of a cell phone. Now you're giving me away. I could be in danger.
Oh, well, I'm okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, why don't you say to him that you were mistaken? It's not the guy in the basement.
I'm mistaken. It's not the guy in the basement.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If I am able to get out of the house this evening, where am I in the city? What part of the city am I in?
Okay.
No, you actually can't.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to give you back. Get this out of here. You're so mean. I'm just like, what is going on? I'm sitting there yelling at my kids.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're going to the... Do you're going.
Something?
You're both going. You're both getting a four-pack. Hang on.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Wildcat Fox with the news. Nancy?
Tommy, yes. It's 76. Did you get 76. That issue all resolved? All the tickets, are they gone?
Nope. I think we still have some.
More.
So what we're looking for, Nancy, is an idea for giving tickets away. This started at about 8:05 tonight.
I've been paying close attention this evening.
And we've been trying to find a way to give tickets away. And different people have different ideas. And I just don't know what we're going to do eventually in terms of coming down on one idea or another and using that idea to give away these tickets. Do you have any ideas? You're a bright young lady.
Well, not that bright. Best I could come up with is having...
Didn't you graduate from middle school?
I did.
Yes, you did. What was your idea?
Having people tell their most embarrassing story or the dumbest thing they've ever done.
You must think this is KS95.
Am I in the wrong room again?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Just on the other side of this wall here, and you know how you can tell you're there? It's damn near always 95 and sunny. Yeah, humid as hell, though. Sticky, sticky, sticky.
Do I need to bring my umbrella when I cross over that?
No, but bring 5-day deodorant pads.
Oh, that's good to know.
All right.
That is good to know.
What's Dave say about the weather tomorrow?
Dave says it's going to be humid.
Wait a minute. SkyMax 5.
SkyMax 5. Dave is the SkyMax 5 meteorologist. Hey, I just ran into Dave downstairs. He opened the door
all right?
for me when I went to get your Pepsi.
Oh.
He assisted me in
I wonder if he has internal
beverage.
Injuries. Here's what's interesting. You know, when you first started saying SkyMax weather, I got on Hubbard Broadcasting for taking the humanity out of it. How long before all of a sudden you heard Dave Dahl's SkyMax weather? Do you think they did that on their own or they took the advice of old Mishk? I brought the humanity back to the weather here at Hubbard Broadcasting.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Tommy.
So tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in 92. It's going to be humid. You'll need those 5-day deodorant pads.
KQ 92, where it's always 92 and sticky.
It's all out! the mall!